Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Welcome to the Financial Times Big Read, a weekly podcast featuring the best of our long-form reporting from around the world. I'm Anna Dedder from the Comment and Analysis Desk. Donald Trump's protectionist threats to Mexico led the peso to crash to a record low, but the country has since then regained confidence, says Jude Webber. So how well-based is this new optimism?
Scott McDonough was working on a deal to invest in Mexico's biggest pet shop chain when Donald Trump's election victory threatened to smash the North American Free Trade Pact that has revolutionized the country as a destination for foreign cash. There was some reflection at the time about the big picture, admits Mr. McDonough, managing director of Alta Growth Capital. He says, the worst-case scenario was a trade war that would have a significant impact on the economy. But he said, you've got to have faith that disrupting a $580 billion annual bilateral trade relationship would have too dire a consequence on business and jobs on both sides of the border. Mr. McDonough closed the deal, his fourth in Mexico last year. Within a month, that optimism appeared misplaced. The peso plunged to a historic low and seemed to be on a one-way ticket south. Ford scrapped a $1.6 billion factory under pressure from the new US president. So dour was the mood that a senior Mexican government official confided that big restaurant group Alsea had cancelled two-thirds of its planned investment. That turned out to be a false alarm. The group, which operates Burger King, Starbucks and other chains, has in fact confirmed more than $230 million in investment, up 40% on last year. Others have followed suit. Walmart, Mexico's largest retailer, is boosting spending by a fifth this year to some $860 million, betting on tough times sending shoppers to its price-conscious stores. But the official's comment was telling. Behind the public bravado, the government was steeling itself for Mr. Trump to confirm Mexicans' darkest fears. Forward planning, either in the presidential palace or the boardroom, is tricky when your next-door neighbour, top trading partner, and accomplice in deeply intertwined manufacturing supply chains has threatened to blow your world apart. It is hard to overstate the impact on Mexico if Mr. Trump were to make good on his threat to walk away from the North American Free Trade Agreement. As Chris Wilson, deputy director at the Wilson Center's Mexico Institute think tank, says in a new report, since NAFTA's inception in 1994, Mexico's annual foreign direct investment inflows have averaged 2.6% of gross domestic product. During the 22 years pre-NAFTA, the average was 1%. Bilateral trade in goods and services has risen sixfold. As Mr. Trump's flurries of tweets strained diplomatic relations and promised to repatriate jobs, impose a big border tax and charge Mexico for his planned wall, gloom hung in the air. The mood recalled the anxiety in parts of the UK after the Brexit vote, as it contemplated the prospect of a major break with its own biggest trading partner. Better-than-expected fourth-quarter growth, helped by a buoyant services sector, felt like the last shred of upbeat news Mexico could expect in a while. But gradually, uncertainty became the new normal. Mexicans began to exhale. Officials found a way, finally, to stem the peso's fall via a successful hedging program that will save the central bank from having to dip into reserves to shore up the currency. Wilbur Ross, US Commerce Secretary, talked about a sensible NAFTA deal, and even Mr. Trump's hawkish top trade advisor, Peter Navarro, described Mexico as part of a North American manufacturing powerhouse, in stark contrast to the conflicting and often hostile comments about NAFTA that Mexico had become used to hearing. That all helped the peso, which had crashed 14% on US election night in November. It has firmed to a post-election high of around 19 to the dollar, after hitting 22 in January. It's too early to crack open the champagne and say there's no problem with NAFTA, says Alberto Bernal, chief emerging market and global strategist at XP Securities. Indeed, contradictions from within the Trump team, including over whether talks will start within a couple of months or not until later this year, and whether the trilateral NAFTA will be updated or replaced by two bilateral deals with Mexico and Canada, make it hard to read the mood. Yet the relief in Mexico is palpable. You can feel the tension easing, says Pablo Charvel, head of the Mexican Association of Industrial Parks, which groups 250 complexes that are home to about 2,500 companies. We were seeing red lights before, he says. Now they're yellow. Uset, in Mexico City's trendy Roma district, is a relative newcomer to the capital's already highly competitive restaurant scene. Yet on a recent rainy weekday night, it was buzzing. No sign of an economy on the skids, despite the uncertainty and the fact that inflation, which leapt to a 7-year high of 4.86% last month, is expected to accelerate to 5.48% by year-end. It certainly doesn't feel like the economy is slowing sharply or going into recession, says Alonso Cervera, chief Latin America economist at Credit Suisse. In fact, inflation continuing to move up tells us that businesses feel confident about passing higher prices on to consumers. Demand is holding. Domestic demand has driven growth in the past 2 years, but consumer confidence took a huge knock after the cash-strapped government increased petrol prices by up to 20% on New Year's Day as it moved to end subsidies. That also fueled inflation and interest rate rises. The central bank has lifted its key lending rate by 325 basis points since December 2015 and is expected to increase again on March the 30th. Higher prices and borrowing costs, plus the prospect of slower growth and the political uncertainty attached to Mr. Trump's policies, sound like a sentiment-crushing combination. Yet consumer confidence rallied in February after the government backpedaled on additional petrol price rises, the hedging program strengthened the peso, and fears of NAFTA being scrapped receded. Manufacturing output last month grew at its fastest rate in almost 2 years, and there is no sign yet that factories are running down inventories to ensure against abrupt policy change. Encouraged, some analysts have even begun upgrading their growth outlook for this year, although the central bank has cut its forecast 5 times in a row and the market consensus is for expansion of just 1.5%, less than half the 3.9% seen in 2012. The drop in foreign investment, however, remains a risk. Alfredo Coutinho, director for Latin America of Moody's Analytics, says about $4.5 billion in investments have been put on ice since Mr. Trump's victory, according to media reports, something he estimates could cost half a point in lost growth if they fail to materialise. In a worst-case scenario, economists say, Mexico could be staring at the prospect of recession. There might also be more pain for the peso, given that it is highly liquid and used as a hedge for emerging market risk. It could find itself in the line of fire if an upset in European elections hits markets. The only certainty we have is that there's lots of uncertainty, Walmart Mexico's chief executive, Guillermo Loureiro, told analysts last week. His formula to ride out the storm is to double down on his core values, being cheaper than other shops. What we know is that if we stick to our values, to the price gap, he said, if we stick to the right things, we will succeed. NAFTA is not the only cloud on the horizon. Mr. Trump has yet to spell out his tax reform plans, expected to lower corporate taxes and include a border adjustment that would exclude export revenues while effectively taxing imports. A weaker economy would squeeze Mexico's ability to stay competitive by matching US tax cuts with reductions of its own 35% corporate rate. How do you lower taxes to still be attractive for US companies while promising to tighten fiscal policy? Asks Mr. Cervera. Mexico has its own homegrown risks, not least the prospect of a swing to populism, and problems that predate Mr. Trump, including rising debt. The historical balance of the public sector borrowing requirement stands at $50.5 billion, and Mexico's debt levels have prompted regular admonishments from the central bank and threatened sovereign debt downgrades. Andrés Manuel López Obrador is the front runner for next year's presidential elections. The leftist is an opponent of the 2013 energy reform, which opened up a sector closed to private investment for nearly 80 years to the likes of ExxonMobil, BP, Chevron, and China's Sinopec. President Enrique Peña Nieto pushed through energy, education, telecoms, and other structural reforms in a bid to tackle Mexico's deep-seated problems, including low productivity. While a full U-turn would require congressional support that he probably could not muster even if he won the election, opponents say the danger lies in Mr. López Obrador dragging his feet on implementation and effectively killing them. Mexico has been stuck in a low-growth, low-productivity rut for decades, hobbled by the fact that around half the economy is informal, meaning businesses pay no tax and workers receive no protection. It is also hamstrung by endemic corruption and weak rule of law. NAFTA has become one of the few institutions that actually works. Whatever happens, the government must contemplate having to find new import and export markets. It is already discussing closer trade ties with grain powerhouses Brazil and Argentina, as well as countries in the Trans-Pacific Partnership Pact that Mr. Trump has all but killed by pulling the US out of it. The US last week advanced one key campaign pledge by launching a tender for Mr. Trump's border wall, prompting the Mexican government to call on local companies to examine their conscience before participating. For now, the panic has subsided. Mexico expects the Trump administration to lay out its tax plans before launching into NAFTA talks. Mr. Ross has indicated that the White House could inform Congress this month that it is starting 90 days of mandatory private sector consultations ahead of the NAFTA talks, fueling Mexican optimism that proper negotiations can get underway in late June. Mexico hopes that the NAFTA revamp will stick to relatively simple technical issues like rules of origin. They establish a limit for the proportion of raw materials that can be sourced outside NAFTA for finished goods still to qualify for tariff-free access, and have already been adjusted 5 times in the NAFTA era. Meanwhile, the uncertainty has made Mexico attractively cheap. "I'm far more optimistic than I was before," says Ram Balachandran, a senior fixed income portfolio manager at Neuberger Berman, after a trip to Mexico this month. His company holds $1 billion in Mexican debt, and "I think there might be an opportunity to add more," he says. Jorge Dickens, managing partner at Acorn Investments, a fund that has committed around $800 million to Mexican businesses over the past 3 years, has several deals in the pipeline. "Yes, we worry about things, but we don't think the world is going to end," he says. "There's a lot of volatility and uncertainty, but if and when the situation is resolved, and we think it can be, reasonably, Mexico can bounce."
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.